I've never seen them play this slow and uninspired in the entire time that I've been a Vegas Golden Knights fan.
Well, and 17,000, you know, butts in the seats, most on their feet, and more than that, you're playing to get to the Stanley Cup Finals.
They actually were booing after two periods. At the end of the second period, you could hear a chorus of boos throughout T-Mobile. Very, very unusual. You know how good the Knights are at home, and they just didn't play inspired. Now, was it because the coach made the bad decision and or made a bad decision going with Fleury instead of Leonard at the goalie position? But I don't know. It kind of makes you wonder if they do win tomorrow and do somehow win the game back here at T-Mobile in Game 7. Will they stick with Leonard the rest of the way?
Wow. You talk about gut check for a coach and putting yourself out there to be second-guessed. Either way, I think Pete DeBoer is going to end up having he's going to have a decision to make on whether to second-guess himself now or second-guess himself after tomorrow's game.
Well, and of course, the previous coach that we had, Gallant, he was recently hired by a New York team. So you can't really fire DeBoer, go back to the original guy, if they do end up losing and have a lot of egg on their face. It's, I don't know. I think they're going to stick with DeBoer, but I tend to believe after...
Stick with Fleury or...
Well, I think they're going to go back to Leonard.
Oh, you think they will?
After the way Fleury played this past game.
Wow.
I really do.
We will all learn together, and we'll know either late tonight or maybe early tomorrow or after the morning skate. You don't know. You just don't know. Thanks to gentleman Jim Dallas. Coming up, T.W. Shannon is the CEO of CCB Bank. He's a former Oklahoma Speaker of the House. And we're going to find out from him about this crime speech. Did you see the crime speech this afternoon? About, I don't know, 2 or 2:30 our time. And it was one of the most underwhelming presidential speeches I think I've ever seen. We'll see. We'll see what he thinks about it. He's a Republican National Committee spokesperson. And we'll get the latest on what he thought of the speech, what I thought of the speech. We'll do that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 531 right now as we check out our traffic cams and do expect some congestion up there in Summerlin. Eastbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo, you're slow trying to work your way back to town. Also southbound Paradise past Russell through the airport tunnel. Very sluggish as you try to work your way through there. They changed the speed limit to 35 miles per hour. Lane restrictions, that's causing some delays in several areas of the 215. Westbound at Tenaya, eastbound at St. Rose, westbound at Valley Verde. You're socked in all three of those areas. Moderate flows on the 95, eastbound at Valley View, westbound at Decatur. And the overnight road work continues on the 215 westbound at Pecos.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauling. Members of the Oakland A's visited Vegas this week, including team owner John Fisher, as they continue to look at potential sites for a new stadium. And now more sites are being looked at. Over 20 separate sites are being considered, according to the Review Journal. They looked at areas in the south portion of the resort corridor, mid locations a couple blocks away from the strip, sites in the north portion of the strip at downtown, also areas in Henderson, the Cashman Field area, and even Summerlin are all considered under consideration. Vegas Golden Knights, they lose to the Canadiens by a 4-1 score. They trail the series 3-2, game 6 in Montreal tomorrow. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
At CDW, we get that as an IT professional, your hands are full. Our experts can give you the help you need by custom configuring Apple products like the iPad and Mac, so they're ready to go right out of the box. Your employees get highly secure devices that feel familiar and operate intuitively, and you'll benefit from easy ongoing management that frees up your hands for other projects. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/Apple at work.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, for the last, 2 days, we've had this big buildup about the president's crime speech, that with all of the crime being committed around the country, the violent crime rates are up in just about every major American city. But in particular, in a lot of the red states or the red cities, or I'm sorry, blue states or blue cities, that it's almost as if these that this crime wave is a part of some sort of left wing policy, and I find it interesting that the president spoke today. It wasn't a long speech, but it was one of the most boring speeches. I had a chance to visit with T.W. Shannon. He's a surrogate for the Republican National Committee. And we talked about the Biden crime speech, and I asked him, what do you think of it?
Well, you know, I think Donald Trump did what he always does. He's got a real pulse on where the American people are, and I think he hit the nail on the head when people are concerned about crime in our major cities. I mean, you know, last summer, the DNC and liberal elected officials, I think, really conspired for one mission, and that was Operation Misery, to make everybody in this country miserable by not allowing police to do what they do. And that's why we see crime rates surging across the country, from Atlanta to Portland to New York. Crime is up, homicides are up, shootings are up, and it's because of the leadership of Joe Biden. You know, elections have consequences as well as policy, and rhetoric has consequences. And we're living with the consequences of you know, liberals running our cities for a very long time. And I'm hopeful that conservatives will wake up and average everyday Americans will wake up and say enough is enough. The first order of government is to keep people protected, and they failed at it.
I want to ask you, T.W., because this is important. The president more than once mentioned that the government, as a part of this initiative, was going to be sending more money to the states and to local municipalities relative to beefing up police. Doesn't that run contrary to what we've been hearing from progressives on the Democrat side relative to defunding police? One group of Democrats is saying defund. The president says we're sending more.
Absolutely. You know, I remember Joe Biden himself saying very clearly that we should absolutely redirect funds away from the police, and that's called defund and abolish the police. That's what they're against. They're anti-law enforcement. And unfortunately, you know, we have Associate Attorney General Vinita Gupta, who said officials must heed calls to decrease police budgets and the scope, role, and responsibility of police in our lives. So the blood is on the hands of the DNC and this administration. Even Vice President Harris has helped raise bail money for violent protesters in Minnesota. And I guess maybe she thinks we've forgotten about that. That's why she hadn't gone to the border. But I remember when those Black Lives Matter protesters and Antifa, when they were burning down cities this summer in Minnesota, it was Harris and her team that raised money to bail the looters out. And I don't think the American people are going to forget that.
Where are the American people? And again, polling can be all over the place, but I'm curious if you've seen any polling relative to, does America want to be safer? Does America want to, be able to travel in their car without being shot by gangbangers? I mean, where are the American people on this?
Well, listen, there's a reason that we have a immigration problem in this country. The reason is because people want to come and live in a place that's governed by the rule of law, not the rule of man. We are not historically, the United States of America, we're not run by cartels. That's not who we are. But unfortunately, in some of these liberal cities that have, you know, mayors that are promoting this Marxist agenda, we see crime up. Atlanta, homicides are up 58%. Shootings are up 40%. In Portland, homicides are up 533% year over year, and shootings are up 126%. And the list goes on. New York is out of control. Los Angeles is on fire. Chicago. And unfortunately, these liberal mayors have done nothing to protect their cities. And here's the ironic part about it. You know who's suffering the most? People of color. People that live in these communities of color. You know, the Democrats like to pretend that they are the savior of African Americans, brown and black people. But the reality is their policies have created a lot of the challenges that we have, including this idea of, you know, going after the Second Amendment. Nearly all of the cities that I mentioned, you know, they've banned handguns. Chicago's a great example where, you know, they have some of the most restrictive gun laws in the country, but we see more gun violence there each and every day, including the couple that so many of us witnessed that the mainstream media won't even talk about, the Puerto Rican couple that lost their lives to, you know, a mob. It's a sad state of affairs, and that's why we need to return to the America First agenda. Donald Trump certainly had it right during his 4 years, where law and order must rule the day. We can debate things, but we have to have law and order in order to even have those debates.
Again, T.W. Shannon joining us, the CEO of CCB Bank, former Oklahoma Speaker of the House. He is a surrogate for the Republican National Committee. A lot of people, even on the left, were surprised at the timing of this speech. Between an 8-day trip to Europe and getting swatted down on HR1 yesterday, all of a sudden you're trying to put all this together and get everything done before the 4th of July break. Were you surprised at the timing of this crime speech, this major policy speech?
I wasn't. I mean, the Biden administration has been, you know, really hadn't met very many marks that it set out before. I think a lot of what you're seeing is a distraction from the reality that, you know, Joe Biden laid out first he said that, you know, there was no way that a vaccine could be established by the end of 2020, but because of Donald Trump, it happened. But then, even after he became president, it was President Joe Biden who was going around proclaiming that by July 4th, we were going to reach certain numbers and certain goals as far as vaccinations. That's not going to happen. We see inflation across the country. Look, I'm a banker. I was talking with a builder today. Lumber prices. You can't get iron. You can't get steel into the country. And it's because of the Joe Biden policy of America Last. And unfortunately, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. But I still believe in the power of America. I think Americans are going to wake up and say, enough is enough. I mean, we've only had less than a year of these outrageous, you know, Marxist policies. It's destroying our inner cities, and unfortunately, we're paying a very, very big price, and it's our kids and grandkids who are going to actually fit the bill for all of it.
TW, I know Oklahoma is a long way from Nevada, but I'm curious, how is the banking business in Oklahoma, and has the recovery come all the way back for you folks in Oklahoma?
Well, we've certainly fared better. You know, Oklahoma is a conservative state, and when you look across the country, you know, Republican governors have done a much better job than their liberal counterparts, who have, you know, fought for really totalitarian shutdowns. It was Republican governors who led the way, and I think, you know, people are recognizing that there's a big difference about who you put in the mansion of your state. The worldview matters. Either you see government as the problem or you see government as the solution. And what we know is very clearly here in Oklahoma, the economy is rebounding, but we're very blessed that we had 4 years of Donald Trump, frankly, where we, you know, experienced tax cuts that allowed the economy, even during a pandemic, to survive. And so we're seeing a rebound, but unfortunately, the loose, you know, fiscal policy of Washington, D.C. flooded the market with so much capital that unfortunately we're seeing out-of-control inflation. And I know that many are trying to pronounce it as just temporary, but I got to tell you, as a banker, I'm very, very concerned that long-term inflation, you know, it's the hidden tax. And as we mentioned before, frankly, it's really the entry level person. It's the poor who are most affected.
T.W. Shannon, a Republican National Committee spokesperson nationwide, joining us earlier in the program. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It is Hump Day. I'm so excited. We are like halfway home, and it's all downhill from here on AM 670 KMCQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Nevada may be the driest state in the nation, but we're still at risk of flooding year-round. As waters rise in our rivers during the winter and spring, and flash floods come with no warning in the summer, it's important to protect yourself, your family, home, pets, and livestock. Most homeowners insurance does not cover flooding. Typically, there is a 30-day waiting period from the date of purchase before flood insurance coverage becomes effective. Flood insurance covers your home and your possessions inside of it, with the ability to recover faster and more fully. Nevada floods. Are you prepared? There are steps you can take now to mitigate risks. Visit NevadaFloods.org to find out if your home is in a flood-prone area, what to do before, during, and after a flood, and obtain flood insurance information. Visit NevadaFloods.org. Don't wait until it's too late.
This message sponsored by a FEMA grant, the Nevada Division of Water Resources, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It was like a celebrity murder trial, only nobody had to die. This is Britney Spears today, in fact, this afternoon, testifying in a court of law, and wants her freedom back. Gentlemen, Jim, what in God's name is Britney Spears up to?
Yeah, well, this all started about 13 years ago, and if you'll recall, she went through kind of a mental breakdown. Remember,
yep.
She shaved her head. I think she even shaved the heads of her kids, and she did some crazy things, and therefore her father, Jamie Spears, he stepped in and basically took over the conservatorship of her estate, of her being, if you will, and has been in control of her $60 million estate ever since. And what she did today, I mean, again, she's nearly 40 years old now. A lot of people change from the age of 25 to nearly 40, where she is today. And apparently her mental health is back. So she appeared remotely in court today to plead her case to have that lifted. So we'll see if this... bears any fruit, if you will, but certainly as you look back at Britney's career, I mean, she's been a superstar of her generation, and she even had, remember, here in Las Vegas, she had her own room where she was performing, and people were coming to see her, but that whole time, her father has been in control of her estate. So
even during the residency,
even during that, yeah, this has been solid for going on 13 years now.
2008, I think, is when it began, and then you got to say, isn't it time to take the training wheels off?
I would think so. And again, you're talking about someone that's going through divorces. They have young kids. They're all over the place. You know how fickle the fan base can be. They love you one second, they hate you the next.
Oh, yeah.
And she went through a lot of this and some personal turmoil, and they felt that it was better for her if her father took over. But, again, I think that maybe it is, like you say, time to take the training wheels off when you're talking about a 40-year-old woman that has come a long way over the past nearly 15 years.
Wow, wow. There'll be, I'm sure, more on this, and there'll be a decision that eventually comes down. Gentlemen, Jim, thank you, man. Stick around. We got a whole bunch more to do as we continue. We're going to get you ready for Thursday. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way in the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up tomorrow on the show, Randy Thompson, National Federation of Independent Businesses, Nevada State Director, will join us. And we'll find out how far these job gains are going in our state. And is it possible that there are people still sitting on the sideline collecting $300 a week for just sitting home from the federal government? Thank you very much. We'll do it till September. And is there any indication the governor is willing to tell the federal government, don't really want the money, don't really need the money. We'll give you $50 million or $20 million, whatever it is, back, and we'll make our people come back to work. I mean, eventually we're going to have to do that in this state. They're doing it in like 20 plus states. And my whole attitude is, hey, good, do it, go for it. And let's get back to full employment, because right now there are tons of jobs all across the state.